Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections. It's Monday edition. Today's date, of course, is the 14th day of January 2008. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me. Since the 8th of this past month, we had that important meeting with Andrew Hitchcock Carrington. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, excuse me. Got that one backwards. Sorry, Andrew. Andrew, by the way, is a regular listener to the French Connection, so he'll have heard me putting his name backwards. I feel a bit vindicated about what I've been saying about this guy Ron Paul. Clearly, this guy is out there to work against the 9/11 truth, against the criminal Zionist truth, and he's done it with just enough of the facts and just enough of the truthful effort to make people believe his diatribe is crap, but he's not going anywhere with his candidacy because it was intended to hive off serious workers from ever getting any traction on any of these other issues. Think about it this way. Had the American public ponied up $19 million or $20 million, as they have for Mr. Paul, and it was given to an effort like the French Connections or others, where we were able to go out and spread our message of criminal Zionism and let people read the historic books, you know, the Douglas Reed books and the Nesta Webster books and the Dyke books and all of these different books, you would have had an absolute shifting in public opinion across the Western world with that kind of money. The criminals that have been destroying our country and our world for centuries would be have been placed firmly against the wall, and their backs would have been against the wall, and we would have had them reeling from these truths, reeling. Ron Paul has never got up in front of the cameras and told you who is doing all these things to us, never. He's used veil and vague references to the Federal Reserve, which, by the way, the Federal Reserve is designed and in the workings to be disassembled, so they have a new type of world currency that is in the planning stages, and this is why he's pushing the gold idea, because the new world currency is going to have Zionist Jewish gold reserves as a backing for a world currency. And the Federal Reserve will no longer be in charge of the American money system. It will have a world reserve group run by Zionist Jews. It may not happen this year or next, but it's coming. And so the dollar is in the process of being destroyed and vilified and marginalized worldwide as its important role as it's had, you know, in the past, it will no longer have. And then it's going to be eliminated. And Mr. Paul is out there actually using his influence to seed the ground for this next wave of criminality. And he is a bad guy from Texas. He's never come out against any of the criminals in the Republican Party, specifically charged them with charges and names and named the names. Look back on when Mr. Tom DeLay was robbing and stealing his way through the country with Mr. Abramoff at his, he was on the heels of Abramoff working as his stooge. Mr. Paul never stood up in front of the Congress and told on this man's criminality. He never just told on anybody's criminality. He never said, Mr. Dov Zolkheim, where is the $2.3 trillion that you've stolen? Mr. Ladine, Mr. Wormser, Mr. Kagan, what are you, dual citizen working for other nations, doing in our government? And why is your adherence to this PNAC agenda from the Jewish community so important to the Bush administration? And why is Ari Fleischer and all these other criminal Zionist Jews from this same group, the William Crystals of the world and the Ponderests and all the rest of these people, why are this guy Pearl and all of them, Wolfowitz, Wolfenson, all of these people, Bernanke, doesn't matter where you move and turn, why are you not standing up there and pointing the finger at the criminals and the crimes they've committed? He never will, ladies and gentlemen, and it's never been his job. And these people out there keep making excuses for Ron Paul, saying, well, he wouldn't be able to get traction. That's bullshit. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I rarely swear, but that is bullshit. In fact, American people are crying out for someone to tell them the truth. They're dying for someone to tell them the truth, and they are going to be dying in many, in much larger numbers and in many diverse ways in our near future if we don't rise up. And even if we do rise up, it's going to be not going to be good because it's going to be a mess anyway. But this man's whole thing about this guy is to destroy any cohesion within our group and to collect people's names and numbers. And, you know, the only person you need to know that's who's backing him to give you a good reason why this guy was no damn good from the start, and it flagged me right away, was Alex Jones. Because I've known Alex Jones was a criminal liar from the start. And as he has worked feverishly to push Ron Paul out there, it became clear to me that Ron Paul was and is a Ross Perot, hive off the hardworking patriot movement shill, give people false hope long enough for them to put the rest of their plan in play, and to use them as identifiers to get people in hot water. And that's exactly what he's been doing and has done. And with all the fraud committed in New Hampshire on behalf of Clinton and Giuliani, and then, of course, the false winner, McCain, this pedophile sicko from Arizona who's in the pocket of the Brofman family. These people have done nothing to stop it or even to fight back. And in fact, he says he won't fight back. He won't allow people who question 9/11 as being a government op along with the Israelis, an operation of the Mossad and the American criminals in the American government, the Ladines, as I said, and the Douglas Faiths and all the rest of these crooks. And the Sim Movers and all of the different, dancing Israelis that were there, and the 150 or so military intelligence people from Israel that were on site, and, all of this stuff. The Chris Bolin that was hanging around in New York City on 9/11, for what reason, I don't know. You know, another operative, lived in Israel twice, married to an agent from the Israeli military special investigators branch or whatever. I don't know. His ex-wife was an Army intelligence Israeli. And by the way, the Army intelligence Israelis are the ones that were fanned out across the American experience here when they were in these malls as these kiosk runners and taking photographs of installations and the rest of it. Well, you do the math on that stuff, guys. And then you'll notice that he's starting to get pushed by none other than Alex Jones, pushing the articles from Chris Bolin. Yep. You can't make this stuff up. Some of you out there are going to go, yeah, it's just sour grapes, Smith, just sour grapes. No, do your own research about this stuff. I mean, I was duped by the guy, you know. And then I've told you before, even in spite of the boorish and incredible behavior he exhibited in my home, I still allowed him to, soldier on in his research, and I represented his research because it, at first blush, it looked like good research, and it may have, a lot of it may have a basis in fact. I haven't been able to confirm or deny any of the work, but I certainly know the associations are stinking to high heaven. But now, where does that leave us in 2008? Well, the problems financially are multiplying. They're developing faster than most people in the public even realize. Not faster than I have realized. I told you by the end of February we're going to see some serious problems in the country. Some very large companies declaring themselves insolvent. Problems of skyrocketing gold prices, which is indicative of runaway inflation, which is going to be happening. Poverty levels at the lowest rung of the American ladder for exploding. And, we're adding tens of thousands of people across the United States every day to the roll of poverty. You're going to see enormous layoffs, mass layoffs, problems of the financial nature across Europe as well. Britain's already experiencing them. France is experiencing them. Spain, Italy, Germany, they're all talking about it. They're all experiencing it. And it's just going to get worse. There is nothing that will stop this round of implosion of finances. And this is all by design because, as I said in my earlier little discussion here, that Ron Paul is, in fact, waiting there to to vilify, of course, the Federal Reserve, rightly so. The Federal Reserve is one of the criminal arms of this network. But the reasons he's doing it have nothing to do with getting rid of the Federal Reserve and then replacing it with an American-based system. What's going to end up happening is they're going to turn to a world currency. You know, they're going to go do the North American thing first and then introduce the North American type of, well, I don't know if it's the Amero or whatever it is, but it will have its central control at the Bank of International Settlement, and it will be backed by Jewish confiscated and criminalized gold that has been sold off from our treasuries. And they will just put themselves into the position of running a worldwide fractional reserve system of their making, backed by their own commodities and in their own monopolistic way. That's what's heading our way. Now, some of that stuff is speculative, of course, but I mean, it seems to me it's a 1+1 deal, and my 1+1 never equals 11, as I've said before. It equals 2, and I see it. I can smell the coffee on these things, and I wish other people would see it as well. There have been a few people starting to really speak out about this guy, Ron Paul, because the excuses being made for him just shock me. I go into gut-busting laughter. I mean, this guy Rivero, this Murano Jew who has been duping people for the last, I guess, 12 years or more, continues to do that, continues to shill for Ron Paul. He pushes feverishly for a recount in New Hampshire, and then Ron Paul decides not to do it, which absolute fraud was committed in that primary. And then he stops asking for it. Not because it was the wrong thing to do. He won't stand on what's right. What's right is to get an honest vote. Instead, Mike Rivero is going with his criminal master's orders to get off that bandwagon. And there he goes, off the bandwagon. Go on to that new wiki he's got and tell him so. Tell him you think he's a liar and a shill. Tell him you think he couldn't find the truth if it bit him in the rear end. And what does that leave me? Where does that leave me over here? Well, you know, I'm still without a computer with sound. I have no sound coming out of my computer, no audio files I can listen to. I can't listen to anybody's broadcasts. I can't listen to my own broadcasts. Can't listen to music. Can't listen to anything. There is a problem in my communication of my software. I tried everything I can think of, including some things other people have suggested to fix the problem, and I have been unable to, including buying myself a new sound card. Installing it. It says there's a question mark on this. It says media and audio controls with a yellow question mark, and it says cannot find software. Even though the software has already been in loaded and the drivers have been loaded, it still won't come on, and I just don't get it. But anyway, I'm looking at a few new options. One of them, I guess, is to buy a new operating system, brand new. But then, you know, you go to the store, and the only one they're going to offer you up is Vista. I'll be darned if I take a Vista system. I'd rather, you know, cut my arms and legs off than have Vista. This guy, you know, and from what I understand too, Vista has got back doors put in there by the NSA, according to what people have told me. Very bad software system. I have some other choices. XP Professional is what I've been putting in there, but it won't go in now. Won't even go in. I can't even reload. What I'm going to do is have to scrub the head of my computer completely out and then reload a new operating system. Or get another computer, which I can't afford, so that won't be one of the options. You know, that brings me to what we do here with what you help us with. And the help financially at the beginning of the year and from December mostly, but the beginning of the year till now has been sparse. You know, we spend much or most of our money on my phone bills, which, in fact, I got to be honest with you, I pay a net fee of a single fee for all of North America, 24/7, any day I want, any time I want, unlimited use to Canada and North America and Europe, except for Britain. That's my phone program that I bought from France Telecom. And, in fact, they've come down 11 euros from over 240 down to $229 a month for this package. It's a professional package for people who have to do different types of data transfer and things like this. And because I was doing a lot of broadcasting internationally, I needed a system like that. And I still got it because I still do these broadcasts internationally, and we do three-way calling and the rest of it. So, but that and this book repository, which gives us our legality when it comes to non-for-profit, because we're not a profit-making organization. And then, of course, our stream, which we've had problems with, because we need more content on there. We need more things rotating on it. We need to get more live broadcasts on it, which I haven't done in 5 or 6 days now. It's the sixth day today. Anyway, all of that costs money, and of course we get a couple of $100, and that's pretty much for the phone. So there's nothing extra here. We're not wasting your money. We're not throwing it away. And there are people who've given 20 and 30 and 40 and even 50, and we're grateful for all of that. I want you to know that. But it's very small in number. Very few people do it. And, you know, I don't blame them. If they're in the same boat as I'm in, I couldn't be throwing $50 to anybody at the moment. I don't have enough to do that. You know, I've spent a lot of money over the last 3 years on equipment here, so that came out of my family money, this ISDN system that I got and all these crap that I never used because of the swindle I went through with GCN and RBN. But anyway, that's for another day. We need your help. A couple of bucks. I mean, you know, if 25 of you send 5 euros, so now we've got 125. That doesn't go very far, but it's better than nothing. If the 6 or 7 or 8,000 people that tune into the French Connection and download our information would send 5, it would be a whole lot different. We would be able to do all kinds of stuff here. But that never happens. It never has happened. It's just never happened. We've never got that kind of, you know, small amount of money in large mass. It's just, it doesn't happen. And I wish if we were the kind of listenership, or I had the kind of gravitas that would entice people to send in mass $5 or $6 each, that this could be a real grassroots learning experience when you came to the French Connection. But, you know, the other thing I want people to do, aside from helping us financially, but the other thing I want people to do is to read these books. I pointed out to ProThink in a phone call the other day about looking at page 310 on the Dyke book about Russia, about the Jews in Russia. Now, Dyke, granted, does not get into the kind of work I would have probably done, but you also have to understand that his perspective was from being inside Russia and didn't really have he wasn't on top of it, didn't seem to me, the entire worldwide conspiracy. He was on top of the fact that the Jewish community in Russia was receiving massive amounts of special treatment, and this is what he talks about primarily. And that's what you will get from the Dyke book, is that they were from 310 forward. You'll start seeing lists of who controlled Russia from 1935 to 41. He just picked a period in time. It was exclusively people from the Jewish persuasion running the country. In every ministry, in every major party position, in every major science position, in every major education position, in every major transport position, agriculture position, every one of them. And as I read through that, it dawned on me that the exact same thing is going on in the United States. And this guy Dyke documented his experience from the, you know, this last century. And we're in the same boat now in the United States. The medical association, the drug companies, the non-for-profit organizations, the think tanks, all run by Zionist Jews. Our government, completely, top to bottom, left to right, every ministry, every job, everything, Jewish-controlled. Same in France. You know, the Kushners of the world here in France and the, you know, all of this. And then you've got the private industry people who are working hand in glove with this whole conspiracy. And there's almost a seamless relationship between business and criminal Jewish government that are running America and the Western world. That is almost hand in hand. They're not different from each other. There is no oversight anymore of drugs that are being pumped into human beings, or environmental things that are going on, or It's insane. The stuff that's going on today, ladies and gentlemen, if you just step back and look at it, it's insane. And none of it gets reported, of course, because the entire world's media is controlled by Zionist Judaism. And that's not to say all Jews, because, again, the lower-level workaday Jewish person has been lied to more than anybody, and they need to keep lying to him more than anybody, because they can't have these low-level people who are not part of the profiting of and conspiracy of, and there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of these people in the world, who, if they were to wake up, would really start shaking the tree. So there is a great amount of effort being placed upon their control and propaganda. And I can tell you, when you're being micromanaged by a very talented liar, like I was through my relationship with my ex-partner, you can get to come to believe any kind of crap. You can be fed stuff and given false proof about charges that people make, and you can be led to believe anything. You know, it won't go on forever, because you can't lie to somebody forever. The suspicion finally rises above the convincing that's being done over your thinking, or the control being done over your thinking, and finally you balk at it if you're a thinking human, and you finally start checking into what the motivation of why this person would be telling you something, you know, such as when Hufschmidt was telling people I was dying and stuff, things like that, and decision makings of the French Connection. This is things that he did, just bold-faced, flat out. He knew they were lies, as he did when he was setting me up to fight with Bolin and all of that stuff. I mean, and I was sitting here talking to him a few times a day, having him feed me his take on it, and of course, you know, he's a very, very rational and pedantic way of delivering this stuff. So I bought into much of it. This is how it happens in many cases to the Jewish community. They are lorded over and controlled very closely by others within their own sect and their own group. And I think more often than not, they're fearful of looking past the facts that as they're being presented by the criminals to them. But I think that's starting to change, and I see it, evidence of it everywhere. I see evidence that people within their own community are starting to turn on them. There is a worldwide awakening of at least people understanding the depth of the problems, and there's an indication they understand more and more who's done it to them. You know, the Bush-Cheney-Rumsfeld kind of a blame game is starting to lose its I don't know. It just doesn't sound plausible. How would that encompass the European governments of the world if it's just Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld? It wouldn't. It has to be something more powerful. You know, the fact that the French publications and the French government would be saying that Al-Qaeda is going to attack the Eiffel Tower. They know darn well that's not going to happen from any Al-Qaeda. The only people that would be doing that would be Israeli Mossad or agents from the Israeli Mossad doing it if that happened. There's no Al-Qaeda out there, guys. Al-Qaeda is built and financed and fabricated by these crooks. And, of course, again, they've got their useful idiots at the lower level who've bought into the bullshit and the nonsense and they think they're actually fighting for Islam. And so they keep those knuckleheads circulating just to give it some sort of semblance of reality, but it's not. It's always been a Western world government of America and Israel and Britain and, sadly, France and Merkel's government in Germany. They've all backed this thing. And then you've got the Russians not standing up and telling on them. Maybe the Russians are afraid of their own secrets coming out. You know, maybe the Russian government has itself used terrorism to screw with its people and mess them up and kill their children. Maybe it's a quid pro quo kind of environment where you don't tell on my crimes, I won't tell on yours, or something. I don't know. Mahathir Mohamad told the truth about it all. So is the ex prime minister of Italy. Said, you know, 9/11's a lie and it was done by the Mossad. Hello. And Ron Paul says we're not allowed to talk about that. The most important attack ever levied against the American public ever Worst one ever. The world in the last century, worst one, single attack. Most visually disgusting and heinous act I've ever seen and anybody's ever seen. And Ron Paul won't talk about it. Yeah, that's by design, guys. If you don't believe that, you're dumber than I thought. Yep. And I, of course, I've taken a couple of days to myself here since this computer thing. I just said to myself, you know, if I can't get the kind of help I need and the kind of equipment that I need to do something right here, I mean, this, maybe the real value in this is the fact that I'm just some guy with a computer like you guys listening to this. I'm just like you. I started out like you. I've probably got less in by way of assets and money and the rest of it than all of you. I've done this with less than anybody out there, and I'm still able to do this. Maybe more of you need to do some on your own. Maybe you need to pick up the slack here. I mean, I've been so trashed out there in cyberland that it's very difficult for people to listen to me anymore. They won't, because these people have been successful at killing the messenger. They have. They've had success at it. Sad that. You know, I mean, they've said everything about me you can think of, and they've exaggerated everything you can think of, and they've just made a mockery of facts and truth when it comes to me. And never will they attack my work, because the work stands on its own merits, and yet people will turn away from these incredible books and these incredible facts because they've done a good job of vilifying me. And we've got to end up doing here is taking these books and circulating them. You know, tell people that just read these, look at them, just read them and get through them and decide from there. Listen to Ben Friedman to start with, and then go the rest of the way with Dillings and Douglas Reed. And if you want to know a little bit more about Russia, of course, Andre Dickey will give you a good idea of, you know, the favoritism played by and for the Jewish community there. 1% of the population. When you start reading how many people are in control, you're gonna die. You won't believe it. Now, in America, it's 2% of the population. It's the same kind of control. In France, 1% of the population entirely controlled by Jews. Everything. All the food companies, all of the distribution, all of the main corporations, all of the ministries, all of the government jobs, even the president. Oh, God, can't make it up. And then there's a whole segment of people out there that really don't care. The whole place is going to hell in a handbasket, and they really don't care. And I'm sure that this was the same way just before the implosion in the 1930s. From what I read of history, you know, everybody was having a good old time in the 20s. You know, running around with short skirts, flapping and having fun and speakeasies and drinking booze and good old time. And all of a sudden, the crap and the fan merged, and there was mass starvation and problems everywhere and bankruptcies. And then the criminal Zionist Jews in earnest came out with their checkbooks and started buying up everything at pennies on the dollar. And they'll do the same here in Europe, and pennies on the euro. And then they'll implode these financial system and open up another banking system of their own. And we'll be in a worldwide control then, a worldwide mess. Mark my words, it's you know, this is not fear-mongering. This is what they're pushing for. They don't make all this effort for nothing. You know, there's methods to these crooks' madness, and you know, and they want people out there to believe it's a battle for God and battle for this and battle for that. It's a battle for control, power, and money. And they've got the money, they got the power, and they got the control. What they don't have is a lock on the truth. And therein lies our opportunity. The fact that they can't lock down the facts and the truth yet gives us our chance. And we've got to take it because, you know, time's running out for us, so... We got to get to work here, guys. You know, little help from you would be appreciated. Little effort from you would to get this word further afield would be appreciated. Push the fact that this guy Ron Paul just won't stand up for what's right. Won't allow 9/11 to be discussed. Won't allow you know, people to even fight for against the fraud being committed in our electoral system. Come on, we need help here from you. You know, and give it a good push. And I'll keep trying to push on my side. You know, I'm not going to do it for nothing. If nobody's going to help me, I can't do it. So you need to understand that. If it's not going to happen from your side, I just have to throw my hands up and just burrow into the ground and live in a bunker or something. Who the hell knows? I mean, it's just astonishing stuff. Anyway, I guess that's enough for this return to the airwaves rant in 2008. It's my second one, first rant of the year. Thought it'd be important for us to do a little bit of something here. Coming up, we're going to have our regular guests coming on again. Muhammad will be back and talk a little bit more about this financial implosion if he's got time to. And again, we'll do some other things here coming up, some new guests and some old ones as well. But until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, please take care of your families. Take this stuff very seriously because it is. And be well. Bye-bye now.